السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our name today to learn about Allah, we learn about the name Al-Quddus. You have been memorizing that. Quddus means the pure, the most pure, or the pure, the pure. Allah is Al-Quddus because He is infinitely pure. Okay? It's not, when we talk about people, we can't talk about purity because people are not pure. Okay? And people cannot be pure. People can be clean. So we have two levels here. We have two levels. We have the first level, which is for humans to clean themselves. Clean their heart. Clean their heart from what? Clean their hearts from evil temptations, right?
Yeah.
Clean their hearts from evil temptations. Clean their hearts from bad deeds. Clean their hearts from loving what's haram and hating what you have to do. It's like loving the don'ts and hating the do's. We should be loving the do's and hating the don'ts.
Yeah.
But the other way around. So, Al-Quddus, Allah is infinitely pure. Thank you for that. So when we're talking about people range from, shaitan is at negative 100%. When we talk about people, we talk about cleanness of the heart. We talk about cleanness of the heart. So people range from sick hearts, like the hearts of devils, the hearts of devils. Have you seen a person who has the heart of a devil?
Yeah.
Mention few names that have the hearts of devils.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Who else? In the Quran, Allah talks about the heart of a devil, has a heart of a devil, not the devil himself. Abu Lahab, yes.
Abu
Jahl, yes. The Pharaoh, yes, is even worse. The Pharaoh is even what? Worse. Okay? Much worse. And if I may choose a name from the modern time, it would be
Donald Trump.
No. It would be Hitler, for example.
I don't think
so. Okay. So people have today review all three ayat, not three ayat, one, two, five ayat. One is Surah Al-Baqarah, another one of Surah Al-Ahzab, and third one is Surah Al-Hashr.
Did you talk about
which
competition?
Which ayahs do
we
have to do?
The last 6 or 7 ayahs, starting from Ya Ayyuhal
Ladina.
Surah
Al-Hashr. Yeah, I think it's part of the curriculum. Then let's add the one more ayah, so it becomes 4. They have been memorizing 3 from the end of Surah Al-Hashr.
They should start from the Ya Ayyuhal Ladina.
Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, okay?
So we're going. Let me make sure. Let's come back.
Okay.
I thought it was Yasin or something.
I know.
And then he asked.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to test you in Surah Al-Ankabut, but I will do this in next time, inshallah. I'll test you in Surah Al-Ankabut. All right. So now we are talking about Allah Al-Quddus. What's the meaning of Al-Quddus? It's the most pure. When we talk about humans, we're talking about negative 100%.
Ayah number 18 to 24.
Okay.
Can you send an email?
Nope.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, please, here. So when we talk about humans, we're talking about negative 100%, which is the heart of a devil, all the way to positive 100%, which are the perfect
angels.
No, perfect men and women. The Prophet said there are many perfect men. But for women, there are four perfect women. Huh. Who knows them? Yes?
Fatima, Khadija, and then there's Asiya and Maryam.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Who can repeat those?
Fatima, Asiya, Khadija.
Maryam. Who can repeat them from here? Huh? The four perfect women. Huh?
Okay, Fatima, Khadija, Asiya, and Maryam.
And Maryam. Okay? Those perfect women and perfect men, they are at 100% clean. 100% what?
Clean.
Clean. Did we say 100% pure?
No.
No. 100% clean.
Aya, Aisha, how do you spell her name?
Khadija, perfect. Maryam, Fatima.
Last one, how do you spell her name?
Oh, Asiya. A-S-I-A. Yeah. Or Y-A. Asiya.
Okay.
Asiya. Okay, so when we talk about humans, we're talking about positive 100% to negative 100%. See? See? So, shaitan is at negative 100%. Shaitan is at negative 100%. So, shaitan is negative 100%.
Yeah.
Okay? Perfect men are, and women are at what? 100%. We range between the negative 100% to positive 100%. You know, people, Allah said that some people are actually shaitan. Some people are actually shaitan. Some people are doing the job of the shaitan and even better than the job of the shaitan. Or in other words, worse than the shaitan. Worse than shaitan. Okay? Shaitan will be their student. Student to those people. Those people don't fear Allah. And those people are criminals, super duper criminals. Or those people are providing products that will mislead people. Can you give me an example of somebody providing something, a product that misleads people?
Hmm. Obamacare.
No. It's like the people who did the bad movies. They are doing the job more than the shaitan because the shaitan can never produce such a product. Shaitan can't produce this. Okay?
Bad movies.
You know these
like
bad movies?
Bad
movies like the movies where people are doing bad things in it. Okay? So, bad movies, those people who have the hearts of the devil, they are producing movies that the shaitan, that making an influence, that influences people worse than the shaitan.
Why?
Because the shaitan can't produce a movie.
What
shaitan can only produce thoughts.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
How can a movie be more powerful than thoughts?
Okay. Because when you see the movie, when the movie, you don't only get the thought, you also get the image and the sound. Right? Shaitan can only do the thought in your heart.
Black ops.
What?
Black ops or Counter-Strike.
He doesn't know what black ops.
Anyone, you get the point, guys. You get the point, right? Okay. So, 100%, negative 100%. And those negative 100%, they go where? Straight to hell. Straight to hell. Now, how about the people in the middle? The people in the middle, which is 100%, which is 0%, meaning that the good and the bad are equal. The good and the bad are equal. So they are right here. Do you see this chart? So they are where? Huh? Right here.
Those people Allah.
I'm coming to you. Those people at 0%. The people at 0% are the people of equal. Good and bad. Now, they have a punishment because they are, they did not, they, because they have as much good as much evil. You remember when Allah says that I put the scales of justice?
Oh, yeah.
And I put good deeds here, bad deeds there. What's your name? Good deeds here, bad deeds there, and they are even.
Yeah.
Those people, punishment will be to wait in a mountain called the Al-Araf mountain. So that's, those are the people of Al-Araf. They wait on a mountain called the Al-Araf mountain. This mountain is a mountain between heavens and
hell.
Hell.
So you're gonna be...
They wait on it until the end of the day of judgment. Until the end of the what?
Day of judgment.
Day of judgment. So they wait on it until the end of the day of judgment.
Yes.
And they either, they Allah will keep... The day of judgment is like Allah said, it's 50,000 years. Allah said that the day of judgment is 50,000 years.
Sit there for 50,000 years?
Yes.
Nothing?
No. Scared. Why? When you look at the hellfire, Ya Allah, we don't want to be there. We don't want to be there. They are on the mountain, remember? And when they look to the people of Jannah, they say, Ya Allah, we want to be there, Ya Allah. We want to be there. Scared. Because you see hell. You know, the hadith that the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created hell, okay, he sent Jibreel to check it out. So Allah, Jibreel came back scared. So Allah said, and then he told Allah, if you were, if the people will hear how awful is this hellfire, they would do everything they can do
to be in Jannah,
to avoid the hellfire.
Yeah.
So now Allah said, I'm going to surround Jannah with temptations. I'm going to surround Jannah with what?
Temptations.
Temptations. Like all kinds of evil temptations. So the angel Jibreel went back to check the Jannah. I'm sorry, to check the hellfire surrounded by temptations. And he came back to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody will be able to avoid Jannah, avoid hell. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because hell is surrounded by temptations. We get tempted to do some bad things. We get temptations. We get all kinds of temptations. And these temptations surround hellfire. So that we can't, so that we're attracted by the temptation. And then what happens when you're attracted by temptation? You fall in hell. Like what Qabil did to his brother Habib. He was taken over by the temptation of jealousy. Temptation of jealousy. He was taken by the temptation of jealousy. And then what happened to him when he was taken by the temptation of jealousy? It turned him into a monster that did what? Killed his own brother. So what I'm trying to say here is that temptations can get you to hell. Actually, evil temptations gets you actually to hell. So remember that. When Jibreel went, he said, no one ever, no human ever will do anything to put himself or herself in this hellfire. No human will, I mean, all humans will do whatever it takes to get out of hellfire. But when it is surrounded by temptations, means surrounded by the attractions of temptations, like playing a video game and ignoring prayer, easy temptation like we all at your age. Monster?
Oh, was he the one that killed his brother?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wasn't it the other way around?
No.
Wasn't it Qabil that killed his brother?
Yeah, Qabil killed Habil.
Oh,
never mind. Okay. Do you get this information?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll tell you a temptation that you guys all fall into. Playing a video game or praying. So hellfire is surrounded by the temptation of playing and ignoring the prayer. Playing but not praying. Okay? Laziness. Hellfire is surrounded by the temptation of
laziness. Like not going to Fajr in Saturday morning.
For example, Hellfire is surrounded by
laziness,
selfishness, and greed.
Yeah.
So selfish and greed will bring you down to hell. Okay? Hell is surrounded by ego. When you do things, it's tempting to do things, you know, because you have an ego. You see how hellfire is attracted by temptation? I'm sorry, surrounded by temptations that attracts people? To the level that when Angel Jibril went back to see the hell with temptations, he came back to Allah and said, Ya Allah, I don't think anybody would be avoid hell because of all these temptations. So then Allah, after he created Jannah, he sent Angel Jibril to check it out. So Angel Jibril went to check it out, and then he was so impressed. He was so wowed by what the Jannah has to offer. So he came to Allah and said, Ya Allah, nobody will ever hear about Jannah without doing his or her best to go to Jannah. So Allah said, but I am surrounding Jannah with deeds, surrounding Jannah with hard work, and surrounding Jannah by good deeds and hard work. Meaning that, okay, when you have to do Quran, okay? When you do Quran and work, is it something that is bring you happiness? As happiness, as happy as the movie, for example, that you watch or the video game? Huh? Do you prefer doing Quran? Do you like doing Quran?
Sort of.
Sort of? Here we go. Quran is surrounded by Jannah. Look, no pain, no gain. All right? Do we agree with us? So, if you say, homework hurts my feelings, I don't want to do homework, then you're avoiding Jannah. You're getting yourself out of Jannah. Because Allah has a homework. Do you like to do the do's? Allah has a homework to be done. Praying. Do you make your prayers?
Yeah.
Okay, on time, all of them. See, there are things that you dislike. Jannah was surrounded by something that you don't want to do.
That's me doing my math homework. Be like, no, why do you do this to me? I studied. Why are you so hard?
You see here? So, Angel Jibril... Parabolic curves. High parabolic curves, actually.
Tangents, and then you have to find the rules and the asymptotes, and then each asymptote is different, then you have to find the vertical asymptotes.
See,
and you get one thing wrong, your whole graph goes...
Isn't that painful?
Yes,
it's painful. But Jannah is surrounded by painful things. Because no pain, no
gain.
But then I got an A in my course.
Good.
Yes.
You see? What I'm trying to say here is that Jannah is surrounded by memorizing Quran. Jannah is surrounded by doing your homework. Jannah is surrounded by making your prayers. Jannah is surrounded by doing your zakah. Many people don't like doing the zakah. People, rich, even rich people don't want to do zakah. Like they buy diamond, like I told you before. They buy diamond, and then they say diamond is not zakatable. And this way they evade the zakah. I've told you before about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And anytime you use a trick to escape zakah, okay, you would be treated like a person who didn't want to give zakah.
Yeah. Like praying is like feeding your soul. Like when you eat, you feed your body, but when you pray, you feed your soul.
Exactly. You feed your heart and you feed your soul. That's perfect. This is a perfect statement. But you get the point here? So we have hellfire surrounded by temptations. And we have Jannah surrounded by pain. So surrounded by temptations, bad temptations, and surrounded by pain. So no pain, no
gain.
No pain, no Jannah. No prayer, no Jannah. No fasting, no Jannah. Huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right? So that is the... that those are the people who are on the mountain of Al-Araf that are people between the mountain, between hell and heaven. You can draw like a line, say this is the mountain, Al-Araf.
Okay.
When you're done. Maybe.
Oh, yes. Like in between there.
Between them, yeah.
Isn't there a ringing sound?
Hello! Okay, you get the point? So, we humans and shaitan. Shaitan is always negative 100%. Can the shaitan go any amount above negative 100%?
No.
Shaitan is always negative 100%. Is it for the shaitan possible for the shaitan to be negative 99%?
No.
No. Who can improve and go become less evil and make him or herself negative 50% and 0% and then positive 5%, positive 20, positive 30? Who can do that?
Humans.
Humans and jinn. Humans and jinn. Okay? So, people who have negative score, where are the people who has bad is more than good. Okay? Those people have a lot of evil in their hearts. And then the people who have good more than bad, then those are people of Jannah, right? And the people of having 50%, those people go to the mountain of Al-Araf. Wait on it until the end of the Day of Judgment. You got this part right? Okay. People, when they go up, they are performing what? Cleaning or purity? Cleaning. They perform what? Cleaning.
Cleaning.
Okay. When they reach to the perfect, they have almost the hearts of almost like very 100% clean hearts. 100% clean hearts. So how do you... this process is called cleanness, which is what? Tazkiyah. Cleanness, which is tazkiyah right here. Yes, tazkiyah.
Okay.
Now, above 100%, can angels be less than 100%? Huh?
No.
Can angels be less than 100%? How about you? Can angels be less than 100%?
No.
No. Okay. So, now, angels will do purity. Angels will purify themselves, which is called taqdis, which is called what? Taqdis. When you purify yourself, you get closer to Allah. Because Allah is the purity. Allah is the purity. So let's say here. Allah is the purity. Allah Al-Quddus is the purity. And the more pure, the closer you get.
Ooh.
Ah, what happened to you guys?
Nothing.
The more, okay, the more,
yes.
It's like this. The more you are pure, the more you get yourself into the purity. Allah does not allow evil people to get close from him. Allah allows only angels who are purifying themselves. So when you purify yourself, you get closer to Allah. Don't you hear your dad saying, for example, this guy is close to Allah?
No.
Just about some guy, like some good guy. Say this guy is close to Allah.
Like that.
Why is close to Allah? Because of the cleanness of the heart. But for the angels, because of purification. So the angels will not do tazkiyah, which is cleaning. Because angels can't have dirt on their heart. Like us. We can have dirt and evil in our hearts. Okay? So angels who are doing taqdis. So angels doing taqdis, which is purification. To get closer to the purity itself, which is who? Allah. So you do taqdis, you get closer to who?
Allah.
And the more taqdis angels do, they get closer and closer to who?
Allah.
Allah. Can anybody reach to a level of purity that gets him at Allah level? No. No one. There is an angel. There is an angel who wanted to purify himself. So he said, Ya Allah, give me 70,000 wings and 70,000 years to circulate your throne and make tasbih. So Allah gave him what he wanted, 7,000 wings and 7,000 years. And then at the end, he didn't cross from the throne any more than like this. The throne is so big that the angel didn't make it for more than this. So he came to Allah and says, Ya Allah, I wasn't able to do what you deserve. I was not able to do what you deserve. So Allah has angels that are very close to him, like Angel Jibreel, like Angel Mikael. Those angels are what? Closer to Allah, because they have higher level of purity. Okay? Higher level of purity. Now, what is the statement in the Quran that says that angels are doing taqdis, which is purifying themselves? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَوَتْ نُقَدِّسُ لَكْ. We're purifying ourselves to get closer to you. To get closer to you, the purity, al-quddus, the purity itself. You got this part right?
Ooh.
So, like you see in this chart, negative 100% is the shaitan. Okay? So, people will do what? To walk away from the shaitan and get into towards being perfect. I don't think very few people are able really to make themselves go to the perfect level. But people will do what to go up here in this zone to be perfect at 100%? Cleanness or purity? Huh? Hello? People do what to go from negative 100% towards? They do cleanness. Cleanness in Arabic means?
Clean.
Tazkiyah. Means what?
Tazkiyah.
Do angels do tazkiyah? No. Angels do what? Taqdis. What is taqdis? Purification. Because they get cleaner. Allah does not allow angels to be so close to him unless they have, like angels here are sorted by level of purity. Level of purity. Purity, Allah is the purity itself. So Allah is what? Allah is Quddus. Al-Quddus means what?
Pure.
Infinite purity. Infinite purity. No one ever, angel or a human, can raise him or herself above to infinity of purity. No. Only the creation. Okay? The creation of Allah can't go become infinite pure. No angels can do that. No angels can achieve that. Because the purity itself is who? Allah. The infinitely pure who is who?
Allah.
Allah. So you get this part?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you clean your heart, do cleaning, which is tazkiyah. Okay? Do cleaning, which is tazkiyah. Is this hard or easy?
Easy.
When you do tazkiyah, you're gaining. You're gaining. Your status is going up. Is this hard or easy?
Hard.
Hard. And no pain,
no gain.
No gain. You see what I'm saying? It's surrounded by to clean up yourself, you need to do the things that they are painful to do. Like for example, Fajr prayer. Didn't Allah know?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, if you don't have an excuse, didn't Allah know that Fajr prayer is so? It happens at the time that's so inconvenient.
Yeah, but I'm okay. It's okay because I get breakfast over there.
It's a time when people will be asleep.
Yeah.
It is a hard. It came at a time that is difficult.
Difficult.
Difficult time. Okay.
Yeah.
Did Allah know that it was going to be difficult?
Yep.
Yes, he knew.
That's why he did it.
That's not why he did it. That's he offered that. You think of it that he...
Well, you could pray Fajr not... You could pray like 7 or 8, right?
Yeah. 7 or 8 what? Fajr?
A.M.
Oh, eight. Yes.
It's not that late, is it?
That 8.
By sunrise. You have to
do it
by sunrise.
Yeah, sunrise is like 6.
Unless you have an excuse.
Oh.
Okay.
Because in the weekdays, I pray like when I go to school, 7 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. So, by the way, I'm going to add to your homework the ayat that is are in the competition. Okay? I'm going to add it to your homework. The ayat in the competition.
All of us?
Huh?
18 to 24?
Yes, 18 to 24. I'm going to test you on them every day, every week. In addition to the new stuff, every week you'll be tested on the ayat. Okay? Is it painful to memorize the ayat?
Yes.
Yes. But this is the only way, not the only way, this is the way to clean yourself from evil. Now, do you have to be a criminal, an actual criminal, to be evil?
No.
Okay.
You can do bad stuff.
If your heart desires evil,
ISIS.
Hello? If your heart desires evil, then you are?
Evil.
Evil. If your heart
of
desires
your soul,
evil, then you are?
Evil.
Evil. Even? Okay, so a person who steals is evil, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
How about a person who wish he can steal? It's as bad as the one who actually steals as much. The Prophet ﷺ said, the ones who make the bad deeds indicated that the ones who make the bad deeds are equal to the ones who wish to do the bad deed.
Why?
They're because
not doing it.
But yeah. If they have the chance, they would do it.
But what if they had changed their
exactly,
mind?
Exactly. Have the intention of doing it. If they change their mind, then Allah forgives them. And Allah actually gives them hasanat. Okay? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, like the Prophet said, when two believers fight, both of them, the killer and the killed one, go to hell. So the companion said, we know the killer goes to hell because he because he killed. But how about the ones who killed, who got killed? Why is he going to hell?
He
had the intention
to fight against him.
And to kill him.
Yeah, they both had the same.
Both have the same intention. Do you know that? Let me ask you a question. Do you know why Allah gives you Jannah forever? Because your intention is to be a good believer forever.
Like
right?
In war, the person who gets shot still goes to hell because he's fighting against other guys.
Yes.
If
it's an evil war.
Yeah,
it's
like
an evil
world war or something.
For example, yeah. The killer and the ones who get killed. Both of them, because one did the evil, the other one wanted to do the same, but he didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
But he's fighting for their
and
country. But they're fighting for their country.
That's a different, like a just war and unjust war, that's a totally different question. That's a totally different story. If two evil forces are fighting, both sides, soldiers, are going to hell. The one who kills and the one who gets killed.
Even if you're watching TV.
Then it will be a just war.
Even
a just war is different story.
Even if you're watching TV, like you're watching the war and you want some other person to kill some other person,
you're like,
you
God,
still
die.
Yes, you get the yes, you get the sin. You get the sin.
What happens in a just war? Oh,
in a just war, the bad guys try to kill the good guys.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
Marvel.
Between the good guys and the bad guys. The
super
good guys
heroes.
Are martyrs. The bad guys are criminals, and they go to hell. Okay? Now, last statement I want to say. The reason Allah gives you Jannah forever, because if Allah keeps you living forever, you will choose to be a good person forever. So Allah gives you based on your intention. And the bad guys, they go to hell forever, because if Allah will give them everlasting life, okay? They will continue to be
good.
Criminals.
Oh, criminals?
So Allah gives them hell because of their intention. Give them everlasting hell.
So in hell do you die?
No.
You
don't die,
burned?
You don't live.
You just suffer?
Yes. Okay. You don't lie, you don't live. You are suffering.
Okay.
Alright?
Oh, you die and then get resurrected again.
Yeah, the day of judgment. And also during the living in grave. Remember we talked about punishment in grave?
Oh,
like
yeah,
nightmares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alright. You guys are dismissed.